Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves here toll-free. 855-453 is the Sickle CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features that we have there for you. Once again, freetalklive.com. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Nemi.
And Mark.
All right, so still plenty of time for you and your thoughts as we launch here into the third hour of the program. We've mostly been focused on Ron Paul and the Ron Paul shenanigans that were anti-Ron Paul at the Republican National Convention this week and over the weekend as well. What has been going on? It's the last bash.
You're not finding much of that on the major talkers out there, the other talk shows, and it's because
what are they talking about? Rah rah Romney, basically.
And Obama's a bad guy. That's really what they have to talk about. Obama's a bad guy because they really can't talk about what a great guy Romney is.
Right. So just down the other guy.
It's interesting. These people hold themselves up as paradigms of truth, justice, and the American way. But when something, when something unfair goes on at the Republican National Convention, they're not going to talk about it at all.
Coming up, Nemi's going to tell us about the worst of the internet. And first, Daryl is with us, listening in our very own Keene, New Hampshire, to Liberty 94.3. Daryl, you're back on Free Talk Live. And you were saying there's been some shenanigans at the Democratic National Convention, but it hasn't gotten the same level of attention as the Ron Paul situation. So what's going on?
Okay, so there are two candidates, not named Barack Obama, that have won delegates in the Democratic Party's in the primaries that they had, the few contested primaries that there were. Randall Terry, who is most noted for being glitter bombed by Vermin Supreme, and a man named John Wolfe, who I believe is currently serving a term in prison. I don't remember which for, but both of those guys have won delegates in various primaries. John Wolfe actually carried an entire congressional district in Oklahoma. And Randall Terry won delegates, I believe, in West Virginia. And one of the two won a handful, one or two delegates in Louisiana.
All right.
The Democratic Party is trying to get their delegates thrown out, claiming that neither man is really a Democrat.
So it's a purity test of some sort.
Of some sort, yeah. But at the same time, it's basically their way of saying, we want to make sure that all of the delegates vote for Barack Obama.
Mm-hmm. So they're wanting the exact same thing. They want this unified front. They want everybody to believe that all the Democrats are 100% behind Barack Obama. I mean, they couldn't show that with the Republican convention because Ron Paul did get 180 or 190 votes. It sounds like these guys are going to get,
a
handful
at
best?
Ron Paul got 190. Michelle Bachmann got one. Romer
got
a delegate.
Nine.
There were, a handful of other people that got one or two delegates.
I'm looking at this line
that Newt Gingrich gets, 17 delegates or whatever it is. They just didn't want Ron Paul getting a large number of delegates.
This John Wolfe, I don't find anything in his Wikipedia page about his incarceration, which I find kind of strange. Maybe it's another John Wolfe that's in jail or another candidate that you thought was incarcerated?
It could be. I just remember reading something, in passing about John Wolfe in prison. Ballot Access News has a lot of information on the different primaries that had happened because they cover all things ballot access.
Very good. So basically you were calling to point out that, yes, absolutely, the Democrats will stoop to these same levels as the Republicans
and
will.
To some extent, the Libertarians even stoop to the same levels.
Explain that.
Back in May, the Libertarian Party had their national convention. And there's a dispute that's been ongoing for a couple of years now and is still continuing to be in and out of court regarding the Oregon Libertarian Party. The one faction claims to be the legitimate party but is not recognized by the Secretary of State. The other faction
Oregon
is recognized by the Secretary of State and is also recognized by the LNC, which is the Libertarian National Committee. However, the Credentials Committee for the Libertarian Party did not recognize the delegates from the recognized affiliate. They recognized the delegates from the alternate affiliate that is not recognized by anyone.
And this means ultimately what?
Well, it just means that the libertarians, to some extent, stoop to the same levels that Republicans and Democrats do.
So was it that the alternate party in Oregon was more...
voted the way they wanted to?
What, Gary Johnson friendly or what?
I believe that they're all Gary Johnson friendly, but just the way that things have been going in and out of court, there are certain people that are on the Rules Committee that are more friendly towards the unrecognized faction in Oregon, and they wanted to make sure that their friends got seated as recognized delegates.
You know, politics is a disgusting
thing
at all levels, and it's one of the reasons why I was so sick of the Libertarian Party down in Florida after having been involved with it for half of a decade and seeing absolutely nothing get anywhere as far as progress was concerned. And
well, there's always the New Hampshire Liberty Party that supports secession.
That's true, and there's actually now the New Hampshire Secession Party. There's also a New Hampshire Secession Party as well, Daryl. I'm sorry, I stepped on you again there. But there are actually two pro-secession parties that have started up within the last 6 months in New Hampshire.
Do they have any candidates running?
Well, I've got a question. Nimmy, do you support secession?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Ian, I would like to see the New Hampshire Liberty Party possibly do a write-in campaign for Nimmy Jones for president.
See, Ian, people do like me.
Thanks for the call, Daryl. I appreciate it, man. So 855-450-FREE for
you. The point I was making on the Republicans squashing Ron Paul versus the Democrats squashing John Wolf and this other fella.
Randall Terry
is, I think that there's, to some extent, they're right, that these aren't real Democrats. And I'm not here to give any kind of loyalty oath or anything like that. But when Wolf says that he wants to create an alternative to the Federal Reserve, I mean, he kind of sounds like a shill, right? That's not really been a Democratic platform at all.
It's not really a Republican platform either.
It's a platform by a heck of a lot more Republicans than it is by
Democrats.
Just
because of Ron Paul. Why can't he be the Ron Paul of the Democratic Party?
Wait a second. Are you saying Ron Paul is the only Republican that has an anti-Federal Reserve or at least an audit the Federal Reserve platform?
There have been a couple of guys that have jumped on board to support him, but isn't Ron Paul the guy leading that charge?
Mitt Romney said that he wanted to fire Bernanke, and Paul Ryan said that he wanted to create a currency backed by a basket of commodities. So, I mean, this is very much a Republican campaign. Get your head out of your butt.
Wait, just because Mitt Romney doesn't like some politician, that's why he's
Bernanke
supposedly
anti-Fed? Bernanke is not a politician. He's the head of the Federal Reserve.
You don't get to be the head of the Fed without being a politician.
All right. So, what was it, Perry out of Washington, out of Texas? There have been several of Justin Amash. There's several Republicans. I mean, there's more than a handful of Republicans out there that are against the Federal Reserve. Far more than a handful.
Were they against the Federal Reserve before Ron Paul was really,
probably
really popular?
Not. Ron Paul's been around for 30 years.
That's my point. It was Ron Paul who made it happen.
Make that point. I'm all for that point. Ron Paul started the parade. Okay, I love that point.
So why can't
they
have
one? Ron Paul's
one?
The only man in the parade. You're just wrong. Okay?
Okay,
that's
but why
the difference.
Can't, but why
can I
that,
finish the point?
No, why does that exclude this other guy from being a Democrat?
Because it doesn't sound like a Democrat. Because what all I'm saying is these people don't sound like Democrats. What was the guy running for in the one that got glitter bombed? Wasn't he running as a third party in New Hampshire?
No, he's running as a Democrat.
Well, then why was he in the debate?
It was a small candidates debate.
It wasn't a third party candidates debate.
No, it was like everybody who's not Barack Obama, basically, on the Democrat ticket debating.
Okay, well, all I've got to say here is they're not alienating people.
Sure they are.
Who?
Me.
Okay, the Democrats alienated you a long time ago.
No, well, this is true.
When was the last time you voted for a Democrat?
That's been a while.
Okay. I voted for Andrew Carroll.
Great.
Here in town, the Free State Project participant.
So, what my contention?
You probably would have voted for him.
I did vote for Heike.
There you go. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. There's no reason why a Democrat couldn't be anti-Federal Reserve.
That isn't the point. The point is the Republicans are alienating a large segment of Republican voters.
Good for them. 1-855-450-3733. You can take control of the airways. This is Free Talk Live. Talk to the shouting man.
Attention all women with a muffin top. Research from the Mayo Clinic proves that people who carry fat in their midsection have a higher risk of health problems, such as heart disease, stroke, high blood pressure, and even cancer. If this is you, we have good news, because women who need to lose 30 pounds or more instantly qualify for a free trial of Sensa, a clinically proven way for women to lose weight all over. To experience the most dramatic weight loss results, you must be a female over the age of 25 and need to lose over 30 pounds. Call 1-800-953-4836 now and request your free 30-day trial. In a six-month clinical study, one of the largest weight loss studies ever conducted, participants lost an average of 30 pounds using Sensa. And if you're a woman, now you can too. Call and instantly qualify for your free trial of Sensa. 1-800-953-4836. Strict limit of one free trial per household. 1-800-953-4836. That's 1-800-953-4836.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want. Toll free. 855-450-FREE. Still to come, the worst of the internet. We'll talk about it. And you can call in about anything. 1-855-450-3733. First, we'll tell you about some of the best parts of the internet, including Bitcoin and BitInstant.
Yeah, BitInstant.com. You can go there. You can find a location that's near you. There's more than 750,000 locations worldwide where you can deposit cash, anonymously, get your bitcoins. They'll be to you likely before you return to your computer. It's bitinstant.com. If you don't know what bitcoins are, go to weusecoins.org and watch the video. They're an internet currency. They're peer-to-peer. They're open source. It's impossible for anyone to inflate them. It's impossible for them to be counterfeited. It's impossible for anyone to mess with your account. Basically, you can do your own banking with bitcoins. It's bitinstant.com.
All right, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So the worst of the internet. Tell me more about that.
Yes, after a year spent looking at the dark underside of the internet, including bestiality, necrophilia, and child porn, Google contractor wasn't even hired full-time. So, sitting in the sun at a tech company cafeteria, this former Google worker described
this from,
a year. This is from BuzzFeed.
Okay.
His role at the tech company mainly consisted of reviewing things like bestiality, necrophilia, body mutilations, gore, shock, beheadings, and suicide.
Jeez.
Explicit fetishes like diaper porn. Yes, I just did say diaper porn on the air. And child pornography.
Worse for me.
And found across all Google products an experience that he found scarring. The company refused to make him a full-time worker, keeping him on contract status without much of a support system.
Why would they have him doing it?
Well, this is more written in a first person, more of a, like a blog post than anything. First person accounting. And he said, over the phone, the recruiter informed me I'd be dealing with sensitive content. It didn't occur to me that I would be doing the work without technical and emotional support. And he says, one of the most shocking parts of my job was working on porn issues. Child porn is the biggest thing for internet companies. By law, you have to take it down in 24 hours upon notice and report it to federal authorities. No one wanted to do it within Google. So he dealt with all of the products that Google owned, including YouTube. If anyone were to use them for child porn, he'd have to look at it. So maybe like 15,000 images a day. Google Images, Picasa,
wow.
Orkut, Google Search, etc.
Now, doesn't this make him like a multiple, you know, 15,000 times felon? Like, this guy is, like, by the government's laws, I mean, even seeing this stuff is supposed to be a felony, right?
I don't know if it's, I guess if you view it on the internet, it's technically
on. Possessing it?
Well, I guess that's what I was going to say. I guess you technically possess it because you download it into your cache, don't you? That's still how the internet works, right?
There was a Supreme Court, maybe it was an appeals court ruling that you didn't possess child porn if it was just on your browser.
Right. That you had to make some effort to actually
download it or something.
Save the file.
Right, okay.
That's just their claim. I would not. Believe me, that doesn't mean I'm going to go running around the internet looking for child porn because I suspect some court's going to overturn that.
But, so. I mean, it's... This seems pretty brazen to come out and say that, you know, he looked at this stuff.
Well, I think it too, he's coming at it from the good guy side. And I say good guy side with air quotes here because he's doing it to comply with federal law. So the company complies with federal law.
Oh, I see.
So he's committing the crime, as you say.
So, like, it's totally legal when the cops look at it.
Right, exactly.
To deputize.
Exactly, right. So if the cops are looking at it, the government is looking at it, or a representative from the company is looking at it, then yes, apparently you aren't guilty of possessing or viewing child porn.
So they get a takedown report for YouTube. He goes, or on all their other, whatever other Google product, Google Drive, or wherever it is people might store things on Google. They get a takedown report from somebody. He goes and investigates.
Yeah.
Is what it is. And that
he's
means
the security guard.
He'll come across all kind of nasty stuff.
So he says, he said he had no one to talk to. He couldn't take it home to his girlfriend because he didn't want to burden her with this. For 7, 8, 9 months, he was looking at this kind of stuff and thinking he was fine, but it was putting him in a really dark place, understandably.
Oh,
no. So Google got someone from a federal agency to talk to him, and that's when it occurred to him that he really needed therapy. The therapist showed him photos of seemingly innocuous activities, kind of like a modified Rorschach test, and asked him for the first visceral reaction. And he's like, that's effed up. And it was just a picture of a father and a child. So he went to get therapy. Google covered one session with a government-appointed therapist and encouraged him to go out and get his own therapy after he left.
Good luck getting some therapy.
Yeah, he says, I think my manager was a little shocked, too, when I couldn't get hired full-time by Google. He gave me the news around the 9-month mark, so I had 2 months to find a job, as Google contractors only stay on for a year before they leave or become a regular employee. But he wouldn't tell him why I wasn't hired. A lot of people he knows are ex-Google. They have the same story. Three people here were on the midnight shift for YouTube, and they were given the promise that if they were going to see beheadings and child porn and all this all the time, they'd get hired. YouTube's review process is proactive. They have to sit there and look at all of it from 10 p.m. to 8 a.m. for a year. One of my really good friends lost her life for a year doing that.
Wow.
But no one talks about it. Like the guy I knew at YouTube, he was the guy who knew everything about child porn, knew everything about beheadings, worked with him very closely, and every time a new video by Al-Qaeda came up, he was the first guy to see it. He had to see it for everybody. But he was a contractor, and they didn't hire him. He has no idea why.
So this is more of a story about how Google is kind of throwing people away, is the idea,
yeah,
right? Like,
really.
That they come in, they take this really undesirable position with a promise of possible future benefits,
mm-hmm.
but they're just a contractor, so they don't get any of the, you know, the bennies of being a Google employee, and then they get cut after however many months, 9 months or whatever close to the deadline is,
yeah.
and that way Google doesn't have to pay for whatever therapy they have to go through after having watched all this horrifying stuff.
Yeah.
That's basically the,
yeah,
the
that's
idea?
That's it. That's it. And that, yes, people are out there having to do this for a job. I mean, I've...
Well, they don't have to. They could walk
well,
away.
Well, that's true. I misspoke.
It's
Thank
an
you.
Unpleasant job, though.
Yeah, I wouldn't want it. I mean, I...
What's he getting paid, though? I mean, I wonder what the rate is. They're probably not going to tell
doesn't
you that
say.
Here, but
no, doesn't say.
You'd think, like, you know, when you're doing unpleasant work, there's a certain unpleasant pay factor that usually comes into to play. I mean, he's basically saying he's not getting enough, in which case, or maybe he realized after the fact that it wasn't worth it. Maybe he thought up front, oh, this isn't so bad. I can get paid, you know, $20 an hour to look at all kinds of sick stuff.
Well, yeah, and he kept doing it. So to some extent, maybe he was – I think that it's an unpleasant situation if somebody's working for the come, for the next thing coming. Do you know what
the
I mean?
Expectation of some sort
right.
of promise?
Right. So whether that's the pension that they never get, they you know they're supposed to be there for mm-hmm. 45 years and they get fired on 44,
yep.
Or they're you know working to hopefully be hired as a full time employee. If they're being if a carrot's being dangled in their face and there's that carrot's yanked away. That's not fair.
That hurts.
But also, you shouldn't be working for the carrot. You
yeah.
should be working for whatever is, you know,
what's
whatever
there,
you're getting
right
paid for. I don't want your pension. I want you to go ahead and give me the amount of money that I'm going to need to, you know, let me have my pension now.
Now, you know, take care of myself.
I'll go ahead and invest it, and you don't need to worry about ripping me off when I'm 80. Thanks. You know, I don't. You know, I mean, this is easy when I'm sitting here doing my own business, but I've certainly worked for a lot of other people in my life, and that's just what I think is right on both sides, is work for the paycheck today. Do the job for the paycheck.
I think there's a big difference between, I think you're right, Mark, but I think it's completely different when a company is holding out the carrot of saying, okay,
yeah.
we will help you, you'll get benefits, you can get the therapy you need, and then have them do this work that they weren't really told what it was out of the gate until they showed up, and they said, hey, come watch some bestiality and child porn.
They definitely deserve to be outed for this. 855-450-FREE, that's 1-855-450-3733 if you know more about this. We'd love to hear from you. Free Talk Live.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Guys, you're just 60 seconds away from learning how to have the best night of your life. Because we're announcing a limited-time risk-free trial for TestoCharge, the natural male enhancement formula clinically shown to work. TestoCharge improves your romantic life two ways. First, it rapidly increases your drive and desire. So when she's ready, you're ready. Second, it boosts your performance, helping to make it the best experience for both of you. TestoCharge is absolutely guaranteed to provide full-strength support for a healthy, unforgettable romantic life. If you want big confidence, get your risk-free trial of TestoCharge while supplies last. Hurry! Due to high demand, this offer will only be available for a limited time. Just call 1-800-763-8115. That's 1-800-763-8115. To experience, you must call now. Just call 1-800-763-8115. That's 1-800-763-8115.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free. 855-453 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. That's 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features, we give them away. They are yours, including listening options. We've got broadband, midband, and narrowband versions of the show. They are streaming 24 hours a day. The latest episode of the show is always playing there at listen.freetalklive.com. You can also get a list of our over 110 radio stations on AM and FM across the country, to which you can listen to Free Talk Live at various different times throughout the week. Our satellite listening choices include XM Satellite Radio, where we are heard every single night, all seven nights. We've also got our free-to-air KU bands availability, the webcam, and the listen lines that allow you to call in and listen from any phone that can dial long distance. Go to listen.freetalklive.com to get tuned in. That's listen.freetalklive.com. As we go back to the phones and to the fun, let's talk to Brad, listening in Indiana to WXNT in Indianapolis. Hey, Brad.
Thank you, sir, very much for having me on.
Yes, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I just had a couple of comments. I was listening to you talk about the Fed and the issues with the Republican Party, and as someone that I've actually became a Ron Paul supporter by default, I hated the guy with the passion and tried proving him wrong and kind of lost the argument.
Before you go on, this is the sign of a person who's arguing from a righteous standpoint. I mean, it's very rare that an individual can logic themselves into a decision. I mean, it's really rare. Most people make arguments and live their lives from an emotional standpoint. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've got to say, I applaud you for simply, you know, having the kind of an intellectual honesty to make that kind of decision. And I'm sure people do it, you know, everybody does at some point in their life, but it's just rare. Most people make, most of the time, emotional decisions.
Well, yeah, I mean,
I don't like Ron Paul. He's old and ugly or whatever.
Yeah. Well, I think what you're talking about with this emotional decisions, I honestly believe that is the reason we have the majority of the people voting for a Romney or an Obama. You don't find these people arguing issues anymore right now. I mean, it's really frustrating as someone that I literally despise Romney probably more than Obama purely for the reason that he's a little more fake. That's about it. It's not that they have very different policies. They're almost identical on most things. But it's that, you know what, I'll at least take a guy that's going to tell you, hey, I'm actually going to run for national health care. You know what, I don't support it, but I'll take a guy that's going to be honest about it and tell me the truth over some guy that says, no, I don't support it, although I do support it for my state, which I voted or loaded into law, but
I'm going to close Guantanamo.
Right, yeah, I was going to point out, Obama's told plenty of lies. Right. Closing Guantanamo, government pulling the troops out of Afghanistan, transparency.
You know, he said pull the troops out of Iraq.
Oh, whatever.
The war is over in Iraq, don't you know? Don't you know? Yeah. Friends of mine are still there. Friends of my friends are still there. But, yeah, we're done in Iraq. It's okay. Yeah. Everybody move along. Nothing to see here.
But, yeah, it is about emotion, isn't it, though? I mean, people are basically voting out of fear that the other guy is going to win, as though there is some sort of significant difference.
And that's what's so frustrating. For me, as a person that deals with a lot of Republican friends and background and stuff like that, the people that are voting for Romney are absolutely not voting for him. They're voting against Obama. But they care less about what Romney stands for. And it's just, it doesn't matter. It's, Santorum, he's a really good speaker. He's a better-looking guy, and he's a Catholic. Let's vote for him. God forbid that we look at a person's record.
You know, it's when it comes to this voting for Romney or Obama thing, it's really just pathetic the way people, you know, they're scared of this guy, they're for that guy. I mean, it's all fear-based.
Absolutely.
Brad, anything else you want to share?
Well, I will make one other comment. I heard the person talking about the Google thing, and I live in North Dakota, where there's a huge oil boom going on right now, and I'm one of these horrible, crazy people that believes in a free market, and as I've lived in this oil boom, I've noticed that our company, for instance, we're a relatively large company that hires and fires a tremendous amount of people, and we have the same situation. We pay very good wages to people. We make them the promise that, hey, if you do really good and you make good impressions, we're going to hire you because we're constantly looking for good people. But we're not looking for average or good or better. We're looking for the best. And so we will hire people, but if they don't meet that best standard that we're looking for, we will fire them. We will let them go. And it's not that we're going to give them some long story on, oh, this is the reason we let you go or anything else. For the long story short, each company is going to try to keep employees. If they are making a dent in their company that's irreplaceable by someone else, they're going to keep them. So as a younger person, a younger male that's been at my company now for 3 years and done incredibly well, has all the benefits in the world and makes a very good living, I didn't get that by just working a little bit hard and doing a little bit of extra or a little bit this. I did my very best to outperform every single person in that company.
I certainly appreciate your point, and I would argue that the people at Google are probably doing the same thing. I mean, if they're looking at this content, it really can emotionally and mentally damage you, I would imagine. I mean, I can't imagine being immersed in beheadings and violence and that child porn, you know, for 8 hours a day, full time, and I don't think that means that they're slacking on the job because they're not getting the job.
I think Brad makes a good point, though.
Certainly,
we don't know what the manager's perspective is on this.
I mean, but I don't think we should ignore it just because we don't know what the manager's perspective is.
I know, that's what I'm saying. We don't know what their perspective is. All we're hearing from is the perspective of this contractor who's basically bitching because he didn't get hired as a full-time employee.
And he knows other people.
And for all we know, you know, he wasn't that great or he had a bad attitude.
Well, there was actually a class action suit back in the 90s because Microsoft was abusing temporary employees because they were hiring temps and keeping them on for 5, 6, 7, 8 years. So
as a temp.
because that, you know, every employment is temporary, even if you're there for 20 years.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, but they were hiring them as temporary employees to avoid giving them the higher rate of pay, benefits packages, medical insurance, and the like. And Microsoft was found guilty, and they had to pay back wages to people. And I think this is kind of, it sounds to me like this is more of that sort of thing, like we were talking about earlier. Someone is expendable. They come in, they do the good job, they do their best, as Brad said.
But it doesn't sound like he needs programming experience or any sort of level of expertise to do this job. He's just looking at videos all day, right? So this is a job that anybody can get hired for, as long as they can click a mouse.
But the caller makes the most relevant point. And I think it's less relevant with larger companies than it is with smaller companies. And I don't know how large the company is you work for there, caller.
Brad,
you know, is that if you make yourself, you know, the most valuable as you possibly can, then they're going to keep you. They're likely to keep you on, or you're not right for the job. You know, with bigger companies, I think that value can sometimes just, you know, not shine through. There's so many employees out there, and it's difficult to see it.
Brad, thanks for the call and the thoughts, man. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. 855-450-FREE. I think that's a good point, especially with a job that essentially amounts to menial labor. I mean, the menial labor of the Internet here. This guy isn't writing code for Google. He's not doing something in which that he can likely excel in. I mean, you're looking at videos, and you're marking them delete or keep, right? I mean, that's essentially his job.
I would argue that's
probably... It doesn't sound like it's a real high-skill job.
Well, no, high skill, but it's certainly high cost. And I would argue that it is more high cost personally than writing code. I think it would have...
I get what you're saying, that
right.
It's high cost, but I think Mark's onto something. It essentially is a throwaway position that it doesn't sound like someone could really excel at it unless he can go faster than everybody else in the
Why don't they hire somebody in India to do this?
That's another good question. Why don't they?
I mean, this is the kind of thing that, as a company, you would totally want to hide.
Outsource.
This is a terrible idea to have put an American in charge of this. I mean, it's unless they're getting rid of things like, you know, words, and I didn't hear that. What I heard was child porn images, headings. And all kinds of other disgusting images.
Don't forget the diaper porn.
You know, this could very well be done elsewhere, and they wouldn't have to deal with it.
Not in my backyard.
Yep. I mean, just go to the former Untouchables case in India. They've always dealt with things that are vile and disgusting.
Yeah, put an expert on it. All right, so more coming up here. The remaining moments of Free Talk Live are imminent. We might still be able to sneak your call in if you're on the phones right now. If not, get on at 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you a male suffering from erectile dysfunction? If so, the next 60 seconds are crucial to your sex life. Because Bravado is sending risk-free trials of their once-daily sex-enhancing capsules to all men who qualify. So if you're a man and are trying to boost your confidence in the bedroom and give your partner the ultimate sexual experience, you can be among the first to try Bravado risk-free. Call 1-800-948-1362. Bravado is one of the safest ways to treat erectile dysfunction because each capsule contains natural ingredients that safely increase your libido. You don't need a prescription to try once-daily Bravado. Just be among the first to call and claim your trial absolutely risk-free. But due to overwhelming demand, there is a strict limit of one risk-free trial per household. Again, if you are a male suffering from erectile dysfunction, it is crucial that you write down this number for your risk-free 30-day trial of Bravado. 1-800-948-1362. That's 1-800-948-1362.
Wild rocker Russ Ames unleashes his brand new album, Rock Dog Revolution. 14 mega tracks from the sharp edge blade. Toughest Nails, New World.
New World, where we are. Not the old and old baby.
Rock Dog Revolution also includes a cover of Fleetwood Mac's Dreams.
Thunder only happens when it's raining.
Rock Dog Revolution by Russ Ames. Out now on iTunes. CDs available from CDBaby.com.
I'm holding back in time.
Free and get your copy now.
What's the difference in all these online emergency food stores? The difference is Deseret. DeseretFoodStores.com has the best price on a one-year supply of restaurant-style gourmet food starting at just $695 for 875 servings. For the highest quality food with a 30-year shelf life, experience the Deseret difference at DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, or call 801-444-1444. DeseretFoodStore.com. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to getbetterforfree.com. That's getbetterforfree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Take control in these remaining moments. Enough time for you and your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. That's toll-free, 1-855-450-3733. And you can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features. We give them to you. Now, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can promote us. Go to promote.freetalklive.com. And it's there where you'll get access to a free bumper sticker that you can actually put on your car or wherever it is you like putting bumper stickers. Or you can download download web graphics and high-res graphics even. Make whatever you want out of those graphics. Use them whichever method works best for you. Download our archives. Share them. And there's all kinds of ways to get Free Talk Live into other people's ears. Go to promote.freetalklive.com for some suggestions.
Bitcoins, if you don't know what bitcoins are, they are an largely, potentially anonymous digital currency. They're peer-to-peer. They're open source. You can send and receive money with bitcoins without having to pay fees. I mean, it's virtually free to send bitcoins. There's a very, very small little thing that you can opt in or opt out of if that's what you wish to do. And you know, they're revolutionizing. I think they're going to revolutionize the world, but they certainly are, they've taken a giant step forward with it as far as all the different places that are accepting bitcoins and the innovations in that area. If you're looking for another place that accepts bitcoins, to find out more about bitcoins, go to weusecoins.org. Watch the orientation video there. There's some links. There's a link to get your Bitcoin wallet. Get started. You can go to, I think it's Bitcoin Faucet. There's a link there where you can go get your first little partial Bitcoin. And if you need to get another place that takes Bitcoins is memorydealers.com. If you need optical transceivers for your networking equipment and you want to support Liberty at the same time, buy them from memorydealers.com.
All right, let's continue here. Jason's in Houston listening to XM's America's Talk. Hey, Jason.
You're on Free Talk Live. Thanks for having me on.
Go ahead, sir.
Yes, I wanted to talk about the media and the Democratic situation where they're basically their strategy to fool everybody to vote for Obama. It just seems to me that it's more of divide and distract. And I was just trying to get your point of view on that.
So to get people to vote for Obama, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, the strategy seems to be very similar on both sides. We're going to do our very best to avoid talking about what the accomplishments and the records are of our particular candidate, and we're going to do the most possible to talk about what's bad about the other guy. And we'll throw in a whole bunch of innuendo, and we don't mind doing some lying, too.
I really can't remember back in other elections where they did it this much.
Everybody says that every time. I do expect with the more advertising that's available out there and the more money that gets into it, that you're going to hear more and more of these messages. But with the cable news networks, they have to fill something in those 24 hours. So this is it.
All right. Well, thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Jason. Appreciate the call, man. 855-453 Kelvin in Colorado on the amp lines. Hey, Kelvin.
Viva Bitcoin.
Hey, Kelvin.
Hey, Nemi. Ian and Mark. I've only heard snatches of the show tonight, but I've heard a lot of talk about the Ron Paul situation, and I expect you guys probably gone through enumerating all the fees and everything that went on.
Yes.
I've been going around all day today, like, seething about the whole thing. I gave money to the Ron Paul campaign. I waived fines. I was a delegate to the state convention. And to see what happened today, just, completely disgusted. Because I thought, maybe all this other stuff that went on, okay, so it's a bad apple or two in some states. Some people, were a little over-enthusiastic about Romney or whatever it was. But this last thing last night proves that it goes all the way to the top.
Now, what do you mean? What specifically are you to what are you referring?
The what was formerly the requirement to have 5 states, and Ron Paul had 5 states plus the Virgin Islands to be able to nominate Ron Paul from the floor, and they just, at the last minute, they just changed the rules so he had to have 8 states.
Yep.
And disenfranchised all the Ron Paul people. And so what I didn't get is, why couldn't they throw the Ron Paul people a bone, let, Paul get nominated? Of course, he'd be crushed by Romney, but at least they would have the appearance of having a fair process. Instead,
that's
they've exposed themselves to be complete frauds and cheats and liars and everything else. And I couldn't figure out why they would do that. And I think I just figured out this evening.
Hmm.
They are scared. There's no other reason why they wouldn't do that.
Scared of what?
They're scared of the liberty movement, and they don't want to be infected, basically, by people that aren't statists. Because the Republicans are statists, even though they claim to be for individual liberty and freedom, the Constitution, and all that stuff. We all know that that's just window dressing.
Yeah,
they don't
actually
believe any of that stuff. So they're so afraid that the liberty folks are going to get in and sway the direction of the party away from them having power and everything, that they're doing everything they possibly can to crush the freedom people. And that's a bad group to alienate, considering the energy and devotion and everything that the liberty folks could have brought to the Republican Party.
Yeah, but they don't have money. Ultimately,
Ron Paul made a lot of money. I mean,
but they don't have the billions of dollars. They don't have the people with the corporate connections and the big time, military industrialists. The people that are really the ones that matter as far as the politicians are concerned.
The ones that are willing to pay you off in order to get your vote.
Yeah, so you're right, Kelvin. I mean, there's no doubt they made a mistake in that they could have brought these folks in. They could have utilized their talents, and they are very talented. The Ron Paul supporters did a great job of promoting Ron Paul and coming up with unique promotional opportunities. Remember the Ron Paul blimp from 2008?
Yeah, it's a big deal. Yeah.
All kinds of neat stuff that they did. They made a lot of great videos, and most of Ron Paul's popularity was because of his supporters and not because of his campaign or anything brilliant that the campaign did. It was all the grassroots. So you're right. They did throw away the grassroots, but ultimately the grassroots isn't giving them the money, and they're certainly not really necessarily, you know, putting them in positions of power or in any way, you know, benefiting the power brokers at the top level. So they're doing everything they can. And I think you're right, out of fear of what could possibly happen to their power structure.
Because it just came off looking really bad and like thugs, and it wouldn't have cost them anything to have just allowed a little, you know, appearance of transparency.
It wouldn't have cost them anything.
Romney still would have gotten in, and they wouldn't have been exposed as the incredible frauds they are.
Well, I guess so, we have them anyway, to thank for that then, because I hope that this will result in a bunch of people, and thank you, Kelvin, for the call. I hope this will result in a bunch of people bailing out on this silly notion that they're going to somehow be able to take over the Republican Party at the national level and move the hell up here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project and get active here, where you already have liberty activists in the Democrat and Republican parties, large numbers in the Republican Party here, and people are already elected on the ground here. You've got a robust civil disobedience and non-cooperation movement in comparison to anywhere else. You've got people doing media that just can't exist anywhere. I was talking with Emberly, who's now the director of Shire TV, which was formerly known as Free Keen TV, and was talking to her about how, you know, this would not have been possible, doing a project like Shire TV, which involves, what, a dozen at least activists on a rotating basis, if not more? I'm never there to do it because I'm here doing the show. And
I left. I was working with JJ when he was doing Free Keen TV, but I have not been affiliated with the Shire TV. Is that what they're calling it?
It's mostly the same crew, so that's why I thought you were still involved.
No, we had I think probably six or seven people who were involved on a weekly basis. Ongoing.
Some people kind of come and go, and so there's probably at least a dozen folks that have been involved. And you know, it's a huge project just to six activists.
Is a huge project.
Just to even get six activists committed to that level of we're going to be somewhere every week at a certain time doing this, you know, the same kind of production.
Yep, that's right.
And, you know, she's like, yeah, this, you know, this is not possible where I come from. And it wasn't possible where I come from either because you just didn't have the dedicated activists that it took to get it done.
Wouldn't have happened.
So if you are sick and tired of this Republican shenanigans and you know that you know, you're not getting anywhere, you're just treading water or banging your head up against the wall, take the time to go to freestateproject.org and join the Free State Project. In fact, apparently Ron Paul, this again from the Examiner, was mobbed with faithful admirers as the TV cameras zoomed in on their nominee, begging him for autographs or to have their picture taken with a retiring Republican icon. For the first time since the convention festivities began, an air of royalty and respect swept the event. Not any mandatory loyalty or bloodline aristocracy. It was pure admiration, respect, and appreciation.
That's right.
We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Of that same old government-free baklava from Mandrick? How about trying Stateless Sweets government-free budget caramel? Stateless Sweets are made with real ingredients and prepared fresh for delivery to your home. Order them as a gift, a well-deserved decadent treat for yourself, or catered for your next event. Go to statelesssweets.com. That's statelesssweets.com.
Rising gas prices taking a bite out of your travel budget? Here's something to chew on. You can get more mileage from your travel dollar by staying at America's Best Value Inn, where you'll enjoy free continental breakfast, internet, and HBO at over 1,000 hotels in North America. Plus, join our free value club for room discounts, upgrades, and other instant rewards. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com. With value right in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Yum. Many Americans suffer from digestive problems, often totally unaware they're not absorbing essential nutrients from foods and supplements. Dr. Peter Glidden is aware of the importance of healing a damaged digestive system.
Now, the product that I'm going to talk about today, Mackey Plus, and it is a combination of a superfruit, the Mackey berry, and aloe vera juice. Now, aloe vera is a very interesting nutritional supplement to talk about because aloe vera, you know, it's the stuff that you put on your skin if you get a burn. And man, it really knocks down the pain, the inflammation of the burn, and facilitates healing. Well, guess what? It does the same thing internally that it does externally to burns.
To soothe and heal your digestive system, order Mackie Plus today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696. Or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.